Geraldine considered her grapefruit. To an observer, it might have appeared that she was snacking. But anyone who knew her could attest that Geraldine Despont was a considerer. Perched on the window seat in her living room, her back upright against the washed-out January sky, she peeled the skin into careful ribbons and arranged them in a pile beside her. Rotating the heavy pink sphere in her palm, she was suddenly overcome by the grapefruit's erotic aspect. It was the fruit kingdom's breast, or, she determined with a little squeeze, more likely a buttock. Geraldine contemplated her own backside, which was rosy and muscular, with slight puckering by the thighs. The citrus connection certainly held up. Geraldine let loose a snort and flushed, remembering she wasn't alone this evening. Her roommate, Barrett, was in the den with his girlfriend, Katrina, who took epic showers in Geraldine's bathroom most mornings and availed herself of other people's bath products. Ever since Geraldine had taken to keeping her shampoo and cleansing gel in a hunter green canvas kit that traveled with her to and from the bathroom each day, Barrett felt free to accuse her of not liking Katrina. Liking had nothing to do with it. It was just that she didn't get Katrina. Her unintended roommate was a 20-something woman who dressed in rave pants and baby-sized t-shirts, as if airing out her navel ring were more important than avoiding looking like she'd wandered in from the mid-90s. Barrett, too, was bepierced and no stranger to the Toronto rave scene. God, could there be three uglier words in the English language? But at least he was serious about his work and in the process of losing his hair. His head now resembled a half-blown-off dandelion, which Geraldine found touching. And they had history. Back when Geraldine was assisting the managing editor at Province, Canada's weekly news magazine, Barrett, then in his second year at York University, was an editorial intern. He showed up for work in shiny button-down shirts, and because no one else talked to him, eagerly fetched Geraldine cups of tea and typed up detailed pitches for long-form features, mostly to do with food politics or the changing Canadian city. Jane Jacobs was a big influence. Geraldine had no clue whether his ideas were special, but she was always good for a dose of encouragement. She even invited him to join her for tea a couple of times. Barrett had been terribly respectful of his colleague, never realizing that she was merely a 25-year-old who was planning on going to law school once she dug her way out of student debt. Geraldine did nothing to disabuse her intern of his perception that she was some all-powerful entity, never explicitly telling him that she simply passed his memos on to her boss, Barb McLaughlin. Barrett felt safe in Geraldine's hands. And who was she to take that away from him?